And now it's time for another cheap microphone demo. This is the Tascam TM80. It's a $79 condenser microphone, at least that's what it retails for. It streets for $59, and I got it for $29 at Musician's Friend with their stupid deal of the day last week. This particular microphone will look very familiar to you if you've seen pretty much any cheap, low-end, etc., etc., large diaphragm condenser, such as the CAD GXL series, some of the MXL V6X series, such as the 63, and several other such microphones. This particular one is differentiated by some of these only in that it's a little harder to take it apart. There's a screw on the bottom, there are three screws on the top. Some of these cheaper mics, you can just twist the bottom off and the outer chassis just comes off and you have an exposed printed circuit board and happy, fun, whatever you want to do with it. This one you actually have to work a little bit at, but that's kind of beside the point. This is the very flat sound of this mic, no processing. Unfortunately, my recording environment isn't totally amazing, so you'll get a bunch of noise, some of which is self-noise, some of which is ambient noise from outside the room, some of which is an air conditioner across the wall that I haven't turned off. And even if I did, it wouldn't really help all that much. That's a bit of a 60 hertz hum you can probably hear way off in the background. That's what this microphone does in its unmodified state. Such microphones I usually tend to use de-essers with. So let's put a de-esser on this mic, one of my favorite free ones. And here we are with the de-esser. Let's see if this microphone sounds any more pleasing with a de-esser in line. This particular mic, as I said, is pretty cheap. It comes with a shock mount. Although it's not a particularly amazing one, it does work. It also comes with a crappy, stupid tripod desk stand that should be avoided at all cost. And it comes with a mic cable, a 6-foot mic cable that doesn't look particularly good either. And the entire package cost me $29. Will I use this microphone for anything? I don't know. But it was $29 and I just wanted to see what it did. So now back to the un-de-essed sound, and here we are back on the un-de-essed sound. There is no more de-essing. That's very exciting. And with that, this will conclude the demo of this particular cheap microphone.